Okay, so the last Faik's wife, Abdia, heard from him was yesterday morning at about 10 past 9. They were still on the boats. He had just taken his shift, completed his shift as the captain of his boat, and, you know, spoke with her and was telling her that they are okay. Things are, they are still on the water. They are still on their journey to Gaza to take the humanitarian aid to Gaza, and you know, within the next time, whilst still busy on the call, or perhaps just a little bit after that, they were taken by surprise. So Faik them didn't really realize even that they, the Israelis, were so close and will just take them by surprise the way they did. They were also of the first boats that were actually attacked by the Israelis and taken over by the Israelis, unfortunately.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Aunty Shahida. Now there are obviously call for diplomatic ties to come into play. I'm going to assume that you or the family, you haven't heard of them again?
We have not heard from them, and we are extremely worried because we don't know where they have been taken. We don't know, are they being brutalized or terrorized, you know? And so it's really a matter of feeling extremely scared for them, for all of them, for that matter. And so communication, you know, from the global Sumud flotilla would have gone out. Emails have been sent, you know, to the different governments. At this stage, we have heard absolutely nothing. We've only heard from the GSF to say that the lawyers are on standby, you know, to take up matters and to help in the situation. But we have had no confirmation and absolutely no information yet.
Aunty Shahida, I would like to just bring the human aspect into this as well. As his sister, and obviously you in contact with his wife as well, perhaps children too, what is the situation like where they are concerned? Can you just paint us a picture in terms of where they are finding themselves emotionally? You know, yes, we're asking for people to make dua, but it doesn't necessarily take away, and we want to remain in high spirits, but it doesn't take away the fact that this has happened. We know what the situation is like, and a loved one is in the midst of this. Can you just sketch that for us, Aunty Shahida?
Yeah, I have to say to you that as a family, we all stood behind him when he made the decision to go on the global Sumud flotilla. And this is, and I just want to sketch a very short picture of my brother. Faik sees himself at this stage of his life as the children's papa. Is the grandfather of all the children, albeit the children in his school that he has taught as a as an educator. So he, for him, it, the motivation has been to go to Gaza to take particularly food for the babies, you know, medical supplies for the sick people, because he's so affected by what the Gazans are going through, and or, as well as taking stationery for the children over there. I mean, he said to us before he left, if we go there, if we manage to get onto the shores of Gaza, then inshallah you see me in 6 months' time or in a year's time, because then he wants to rebuild, you know, Gaza. He wants to teach the children. He wants to be a part of restoring their dignity, you know. So this is just a little bit of around who Faik is. For us, there's a part of us that feels proud that he is a part of the humanitarian effort that registers the need of these people. But we are also extremely emotional. Everyone is emotional. We are scared. We don't know what to expect, because with the Israelis, you have no idea what they can do to our people, you know, and they do not, you know, they see, the Israelis see the global Sumud flotilla as a threat. So for us, it's like, Ya Allah, what is going to happen to our brother? What is going to, I mean, last night, Abdia was making Isha or Maghrib Salah, and I was just listening to her sobbing, And it is, it's hard. It's hard for the family. It's hard for her. It's hard for the children. The little grandchildren of his are making videos crying for their papa. So the family is very affected, and we are pleading with the community. You know, whatever contacts you have and pressure you can put on the government to do so, because we are very worried for our people. And then, you know, alhamdulillah, Faik is a very healthy person. But one of the other people who have been detained is Faisal Musa, who is a diabetic, and we are very, very worried that he will not be getting medical support if, you know, if he becomes ill or so. So yeah, it's very, very tough on all of us.
May Allah make it easy on you and Tashaida, as well as the family of Faik Arifuddin. Just before I let you go, in terms of government intervention, I know you mentioned earlier that emails have been sent to the different government institutions across. Have you perhaps heard any feedback from our government, you know, with regards to the situation? I know there's also a 22-year-old that is also on the flotilla. You know, she's also very headstrong. In fact, she is the daughter of our sister radio station, one of the presenters there. And she also made a video before that. I saw it on social media. They remain strong. They remain, you know, very, you know, steadfast in terms of what it is and what their purpose was. But in terms of intervention from government on our side, Aunty Shahida, has there been anything from there, even if it was a spokesperson, or it was leveled on provincial level, or anything of the sort?
Absolutely nothing. We have not heard anything from the government or any representative from the government. And I know that Mandla Mandela is a part of the global Sumud Flotilla as well. But at this stage, it's like we haven't heard anything from anyone. We haven't had any assistance, none whatsoever. And just on Hajar, the young lady that you spoke about, she is so courageous and so brave. Yes. And, you know, if people can understand the commitment that these our brothers and sisters, you know, that is on the global Sumud Flotilla, are so committed to the plight of the people of Gaza. You know, they are so committed to help. They put themselves at risk, knowing that they could be hurt, knowing that they could be detained, knowing that they could be brutalized. But for them, it is about the suffering of the people of Gaza, the fact that they are not free, the fact that no help or aid can get to them. So, you know, if people can please, please understand how important it is, if they have any way of putting and helping to put pressure on the governments to help to, you know, free our people, our South Africans, our brothers and our young sister. If people can understand that Hajar is a young girl, you know, and we respect and we marvel at the brave, you know, ness of them, of the courage that they are showing in terms of wanting to help, especially the children, the babies in Gaza. So yeah, nothing from our governments. We are all sitting waiting. We're all waiting to just have news to know, where are they being taken? Are they being brutalized? Are they getting help if they're being brutalized? You know, are they being looked after medically? It's a huge worry and concern for us, because we know nothing. We haven't heard anything.
And Shahida, you know, definitely not something I wanted to touch on, but you mentioned the name of the young lady that is also very courageous and, you know, part of the flotilla as well. I don't think, perhaps, Aunty Shahida, just, you know, indulge me for a minute, you know, people perhaps don't understand the dire need, you know, or understand how horrific this could be. If we look at previous reports where we see on social social media, we read on our international websites and so forth, what it is that, you know, women in particular, young women, would go through, you know, when they are met with this kind of resistance. It's scary, you know, and so one can only sit here, tears in your eyes, your heart is pumping, you know, and you really just hope, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just pave a way for all of them, you know, just to be safe and for them to return home to their loved ones.
Ameen, inshallah. And I know what you're talking about. We worry for Hajar that she must be kept safe, that they must treat her well, you know, that they must not abuse her in any way. We worry for her, and therefore we ask if any people, you know, can put pressure on the government. If any people have any contact, then they must please help. You know, help these South Africans. There are 7 South Africans who are a part of the global Sumud flotilla. And if there's any way one can, you know, get help, then they must please help. You know, when we think about a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, Saif and Tiago, who was on this particular flotilla, was arrested and detained, and they were brutalized, and they were kept in Israeli prison for about 4 days. And what we are fearing is that if that happens to our brothers and also to Hajar, we have no idea what will happen if they are detained and if they are locked up in prisons.